Chapter 23, Report Writing. A report is a logical presentation of facts and information. It provides feedback to the managers on various aspects of the organization. It is needed for reviewing and evaluating progress, for planning the future course of action for planning the future course of action and taking decisions. A report will ideally have all the facts, data, details, statistics. A report has an objective. It is not put forward as casual talk. A report ideally will have all factual information, so that once this factual information is gathered, then there will be an outcome. When we talk of a report, the future course of action, sometimes a report may not have a conclusion. So it is important to specify that there is no conclusion as far as this report is concerned. A report, ideally, if written in an impersonal manner, then we avoid using I and we, we, since it is written in an impersonal manner. If a report is written by a committee, then we write the committee. We do not say I or we while we are writing that report. Reports are mainly of two kinds, routine and special. Progress, inspection, performance, appraisal, and periodical are routine reports. Progress, inspection, performance, appraisal, and periodical are routine reports. Whereas FIR, investigation, feasibility, and survey reports are the special kind of reports. Now we will understand the difference between routine reports and special reports. Routine report. Progress report. Now we are going to discuss the various kinds of routine reports. When we talk of a progress report, it gives information about the progress of a project or a task. It is prepared by filling in a standard form periodically. For example, an NGO wants to conduct or have a sports event for the physically challenged people. So, they need to raise funds. Now, as far as the funds are concerned, a month prior to the event, how well placed are they? What was the situation 4 months prior? So, we are talking of the progress here. That in the first month, as soon as they let people know that they are wanting to raise funds for this event, what was the response they got from the others? So the progress report, that 1 month prior to the event, have they managed to accumulate enough funds? Inspection report. It is submitted as soon as the inspection is carried out. It is necessary for detecting the irregularities or deviations from standard practice in day-to-day work. Printed forms and guidelines for checking may be provided to the authorities. When we talk of an inspection report, it is submitted as soon as an inspection is carried out. For example, a construction site. Maybe a team of people actually go there and visit the site. You can have probably a builder there. You can have a civil engineer out there. So all the people who will gather there. And then once the site is inspected, a report is written. It is necessary for detecting the irregularities or deviations from standard practice. That means if that plot of land is ideally not fit for a building to be built, then it will be stated in the report. What are the reasons? Why is it not possible? What can be an effective solution? All of this has to be stated in the report. At times, a technical team may be required depending on what we are talking of as far as inspection report is concerned. When we talk of printed forms and guidelines for checking may be provided to the authorities, if there is a form will have maybe certain questions, or a form will have few aspects which can be expressed by you once you visit the site. So it gets easier to understand when a report is put forward. Performance appraisal report. It is periodical and is usually prepared by filling in a form. It is meant for assessing and recording the performance of an employee. When we speak of a performance appraisal form, for example, a supervisor will fill the performance appraisal form for his subordinate. The performance appraisal form, as the name mentions, will ideally evaluate the performance of the subordinate, his contribution in terms of achievements, all the details about him as far as his contribution at work is concerned, and how beneficial has he been to the organization. The performance appraisal report ideally gives an idea if a candidate has been successful or will be successful, or if the candidate has achieved the goals and objectives of an organization and his contribution towards work. When we say it is meant for assessing and recording the performance, as we said, that he ideally should be doing appropriate work in the organization. He or she ideally should probably be, sorry, he or she ideally should probably be, he or she should contribute in terms of success. Routine reports. We continue with the routine reports. Periodical report. It is prepared at regular intervals. It is prepared by filling in a form. When we talk of a periodical report, it is again giving information at regular intervals, so that if a subordinate is reporting to the person at the top management, then, or if a subordinate is interacting with the supervisor, then the supervisor is getting continuous updates at regular intervals, so that the supervisor will know as far as the progress is concerned. The supervisor will know if at all there are any obstacles which is not letting the activity move ahead. So it is important to have periodical reports. Special reports. We now discuss special reports. First and foremost, FIR, first information report. It is required when there is a disaster like fire, building collapse, robbery or accident in an organization. A fire can probably happen anywhere, not necessarily in an organization. It can happen anywhere. It states the extent of destruction or loss of life, property, and important papers. When we talk of an FIR, in times of any of these disasters, a first information report is very important. Say, for example, a fire. When did it happen? Who were the people or witnesses around? How did it take place? Were there Was there any loss of life or lives? Were there important documents which probably got damaged? Or if there is a fire, then we talk of loss of life, property and important papers. So a first information report will give every minute detail right from the start to the end as to how did the fire take place, what was the outcome, was the damage far too much, or was it that a fire did take place but at the right time it was under control. Special reports. Investigation report. It is written after making a thorough study and inquiry. The collected information has to be analyzed, conclusions have to be drawn, and recommendations may have to be made. Investigation report. When we talk of an investigation report, you're probably investigating. What are you investigating? That why is there so much unrest between the people in the marketing department? When we talk of an investigation report, the information has to be analyzed and conclusions are drawn. This is only after an investigation has taken place. That means a thorough inquiry, every aspect is looked into, and then there is an outcome. Minute details are looked into because it is these minute details which will give us an effective solution. Feasibility or survey report. It is required when an organization intends to launch a new product in the market, introduce a new service, or make any major changes that may affect the customer. For example, if a new product is going to be launched in the market, then survey report. Say you want to launch a food product. It's an edible item. So if you talk of a baked item, you will look into various aspects. Who will be the target audience? If it's a baked item, for example, people who are health conscious will not think twice before having it. People who probably have any other health problems will not hesitate having it. So, a survey as to who ideally will probably focus on having healthy food. When we ideally talk of a survey report, the taste, preference and style of the consumer depending on the product, who will be the target audience, and the next aspect, that where do we stand as far as our competitors are concerned, is there any way we can improve on our product, and various other aspects. Introduce a new service. For example, one of the service providers will probably come up with some other scheme. So, a new service. Explain the customers what is the benefit each customer will get. What should be ideally the reason for a customer to ideally take this kind of a service? How will the customer benefit? So, ideally a survey is done because we get to know or understand the mindset of the customers or any other major changes that may affect the consumer. A major change has to be informed to the customer because then the customer should not be taken by surprise. But a survey report is very important since all these aspects are looked into. For some purpose, only a physical survey and inspection of the area may suffice. For others, availability of essential requirements in the area and the attitude of the local people, state government policies, possible expenses will be needed. So you launch a product, but what about the people within that vicinity or locality? What is the response you get? Say you open a shoe shop. One of it is falling in central Mumbai. One of it is in the other area, South Mumbai. So do you see a difference as far as the taste of a consumer or customer is concerned? Do you see a difference in the purchasing power as far as styles are concerned? So all these aspects are looked into. So when we talk of a survey report, it is getting to understand all aspects and then coming up with what will seem very suitable to the organization as well as the external, which is suitable to the organization as well as the others. We continue with special reports. Project report. It is written after a proposal takes shape and after the preliminary survey has been completed. It describes the proposal as projected in the future, showing the cash flow and expected results. It is used for planning and also for convincing others. When we talk of a project report, it is written after a proposal takes shape. Now, for example, you are into supplying of garments. You're functioning at a domestic level. You now decide to get into exports. So you gather all the information and details. That means your subordinate will get all the details. Once this proposal takes shape, then it will be put forward as a report. Now, it describes the proposal as projected in the future. What will be put forward in the report? All the details as far as what do you plan to do? Where do you plan to export? What will be the outcome in terms of profit since it will be foreign currency? So, it will be put forward in a systematic manner. What are the kinds of material you will use as far as export is concerned? So gathering all the details and it is put forward in a report. Because depending on which country you're going to export, the quality of material, the kind of material will also be an important aspect. Then we talk of the cash flow. And we also talk about the expected results. It is used for planning and also for convincing others. When we talk of a project report, it also can be used to convince others. Because when a project report is submitted, it can be used or put forward in a manner so that the person is convinced. Reports by committee. It is prepared by the members of the committee assigned the task. That means a group of people will prepare this report. It is actually written by one person, usually the secretary or the convener, with inputs from other members. That's why I said a group of people will prepare. They will give their inputs. Finally, one person will write it. But all the people together will share their ideas and views, give suggestions and express. Finally, that one person will put it down as far as report writing is concerned. The report is typed on plain paper and submitted with a letter of transmittal. A letter of transmittal ideally is a personal message. That means if I was face to face with my supervisor, I would have said, here, this is a report. So a letter of transmittal is ideally to convey this kind of a message. Reports by committee. The letter of transmittal is typed on the organization's letterhead. It states what work was assigned, that the work has been completed, and the report is being submitted. When I talk of a report by a committee, we focus on what work was assigned, that the work has been completed. When can I submit a report? Only after I have completed it. And then I submit it. We have completed chapter 23. Thank you.